Support for the Great Quad Cities Listen on WVIK comes from the Joyce and Tony Singh Family Foundation.
My name is Lorian Swanson, and I live in Rock Island, and I am the mother of Kai Swanson.
And I am the aforesaid Kai Swanson. I also live in Rock Island, and I'm the youngest of Lorian's three sons.
Kai and Lorian recorded this conversation at the WVIK studios in Rock Island as part of the Great Quad Cities Listen.
You're 85 now, and that's a lot of memories, but it made me wonder, what's your earliest memory?
Of the Quad Cities?
Of anything. What's your earliest memory?
I sort of was thinking about the Quad Cities. When I was here at college at Augustana in 1950 through 54, I met this young man from Sycamore, Illinois, and he was a walker. And the big thrill, our dates were to take a walk, and we walked down this street called 44th Street, not too far from the college. And it was just beautiful. It had elms, canopied elms over the street. And it had a narrow little brick street, and the houses were big and old. And we both agreed, if we ever got married and we moved back here, we would live on 44th Street, which we did.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And that's just on the other side of Lincoln Park from the college.
Right.
I honestly did not know that you guys discovered 44th Street when you were still students.
Yeah, we loved 44th Street.
I think a tradition in our family is being outside.
And, right.
Were you always an outdoors person?
That's how I got your father. I nabbed him. That whole story goes back to the Cog sorority had a tea. And across the crowded room, I saw a guy with deep, deep dimples. And I thought, I've got to meet him. So I introduced myself, and he asked me, of course, would you like to take a walk? And from then, we walked, and we walked, and we walked, and we walked. And he said, do you like to canoe? Oh, I said, I love to canoe. Do you like to hike? Oh, I love to hike. Of course, these were all lies. And he went and told my brother, you know, your sister is the first woman who loves to do all the things I love. And so this guy with the two dimples, we got married. Right after getting married, he grew a beard, and I never saw his dimples in the next 50 years.
I think it was pretty nice of your brother, yeah. Harold, not to rat you
out. Oh, yeah, he never did. That she lied the whole time. But that's how I snatched him.
Yeah, but over time, you became very good at canoeing and
tent camping. Yeah, or else I'd be left home.
Woodcraft and all that stuff. There are an awful lot of good times, I know. But what were the hardest times?
Well, the hardest time, of course, was the day your father passed away. He came down to breakfast, and he was all excited. He said, I had a dream about you last night, and I'll tell you at breakfast. So he came down. And he went to the refrigerator to get some food for breakfast. And all of a sudden, he grabbed his neck and he said, call 911. I have a terrible pain. And in 20 minutes, I became a widow. Mm-hmm. That was hard.
It was.
Yeah.
It was a very, very hard day.
But there was a little humor that day also, because every time we went anywhere with your dad, he gets so fascinated, like car shows or boat shows or trailer shows, he'd wander off, and we couldn't find him till we were ready to leave this place. So the big thing was we always lost Dad. So when I called Scott, my eldest son, to tell him his dad had passed away, I said, we've lost your dad. He said, where? Which was the natural response. So.
Well, it was. I mean, yeah, and he was in very good health from all that walking.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
It was a shock. It was a shock.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, you know, the fact that he did go, and it's been now 12 years, I wanted you to know that my brothers and I we've been very inspired because, you know, everybody was sort of, you know, hit in the gut by that and wondering how was mom going to do, right? Yeah. And I'll never forget, you got some advice from a woman in the congregation who had recently lost her husband. And she said, now, Lorian, for the next 6 months, don't say no to anything, no matter how harebrained. Just do it.
Yeah.
And I'd say you've done that for 12 years now.
Yeah.
You don't say no to anything. You just take it on.
Well, I do have some morals. I say no.
Why would you even go there? I was talking about
So, but anyway, yeah, that's good. That was good advice. And I did it, you know.
And what else has helped you during those 12 years?
Well, I think the thing that helped me right from the minute I heard he had gone, passed on, was that what a perfect death for him. He could not be sitting or lying somewhere the rest of his life. You know, he passed at the peak of his life. Hmm. Yeah, it was hard on us, but a good way to go.
Well, I was going to turn the tables in one thing. Is there anything you wanted to ask me?
Wow. What's your fondest memory?
Oh, boy. That's a good one.
It's hard because you can't pinpoint one thing.
Well, no, that's you're right. But it's an amalgam. I think the lessons that you and Dad taught were the universe has a whole lot of darkness and it has a whole lot of light. I think Shakespeare would have put it this way, you know, there is neither good nor bad in anything, but thinking makes it so. And you sort of taught us that you know, the attitude that you take is the legacy you're going to leave. And if you see everything as darkness, you'll be in a pretty dark place. But there is a lot of light, and I have to say, there's an awful lot of humor. And so you helped us see that. Sometimes Dad would get so wrapped up in the next sermon or some sort of spiritual contemplation or Benedictine practice that, you know, we loved him for. But, you know, we could always count on you to bring us all back to earth and have a good laugh.
I think of Art Manfel, who also was a pastor. He always said, way leads on to way, which is true. With one door closing, another opens, and so forth. One way will lead to another.
You know he was stealing from Frost?
No, was that right?
Two roads diverged in the yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both, long I stood. And at the end he says, I may come back here, but knowing how way leads unto way, it's probably not going to happen.
Oh, see? I'm never too old to learn.
Kai and Lorian Swanson of Rock Island. Lorian's husband is the late Reverend Richard Swanson, nicknamed Swanee. He retired in 1999 as Dean of College Ministries at Augustana College. If you have a story you'd like to share, sign up for a time and place to record at greatqclisten.org. This project was made possible thanks to support from the Joyce and Tony Singh Family Foundation.